great future. We're talking real money.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Crypto Storytime. I'm your narrator, Don McDonald, and your color commentator is over there. His name is Tommy Cock. Tommy Cock. And today, we're going to share with you the story of BitBoy. BitBoy. Not BatBoy. BitBoy. He's a bit odd, we'll give him that. And it's a bit unbelievable that he made it to where he did. Actually, this is talking real money, but we're going to tell you some stories, right, Tom?
Yeah, this is story time. BitBoy. Unhappy ending story time, but story time nonetheless. Yeah.
You know, my brother, rest his soul.
Absolutely.
He performed in a musical many years ago, off-Broadway, off-Broadway, called BatBoy. You ever heard of that?
I have not.
It's a musical.
About a bat boy? Like a bat boy baseball guy?
Based on a cover story in the Weekly World News. You remember the Weekly World News?
I do remember the Weekly World News.
The newspaper tabloid that was beyond tabloid. They just made stuff up. It wasn't even real. They just made it up. So there was the story about this half bat, half boy who lived in a cave. And somebody wrote a musical about it. My brother was in it. But no, we're not talking about Bat Boy.
We're talking?
BitBoy. I'm talking BitBoy.
Okay.
BitBoy is a crypto YouTuber with nearly a million Twitter followers. And he talks about cryptocurrency. Now, let me tell you a little bit about BitBoy. This is an incredible story. People follow him like crazy, but he is a guy who is a mess. He is a mess, and he admits he's a mess. He was a meth addict. He was in jail. He knows nothing. He knows nothing. He's got no background in anything financial, nothing whatsoever. But he shovels advice through his video podcasty vloggy thing. And this is the kind of stuff that is feeding the insanity of the market. It is not being fed by people who know what they're talking about. This is from an article in the Washington Post. And this particular person is not an outlier in this industry. There are all kinds of folks out there giving cryptocurrency advice primarily in a self-serving manner. Now, of course, because it's Bitcoin or Cardano or whatever it might be, it's really impossible to track these people. But BitBoy, he can go one way one day and the exact opposite way the other. Oh, by the way, originally his idea was not for a podcasty kind of thing. His original idea was for an animated series called BitBoy and HODL. Superheroes, crypto superheroes. You know what a HODL is?
I think I used to live in one.
A HODL? A HODL, H-O-D-L.
I don't know that. No, I don't
it's
know that
term.
It's
what people, the crazy Redditors did during the GameStop AMC theater debacle.
Mm.
HODL is holding on for dear life.
Oh, I could use that in a lot of ways, but I'm not going to, so I won't.
But people pay too much attention to these guys. And therefore, and people are losing. His listeners have lately been losing a fortune. Oh, his real name, by the way, is Ben Armstrong.
Ben Mr. Armstrong. America, right? No, that's...
Yeah. That he Armstrong? Titles his program Freedom Through Crypto.
Yeah.
You know, he was a big supporter, for example, of the Celsius Network, the thing that just went bankrupt.
We'll talk about it in a moment, yes.
Yeah, he was a big fan of them. And then he said recently that it was a terrible idea. So he just goes whichever way the wind blows.
No, that's not the way he goes. No,
no, okay.
It's whatever way they give him the money to say. He admits he's taken up $1 million from people to say, oh, by the way, if you don't mind mentioning X, because it's really great. And oh, sure. He admits in the article that he's taken $1 million for such things.
The problem is there's no bloody regulation
whatsoever.
Of this industry. And people say, well, that's the good thing about it. No, that's the bad thing about it.
This is the Kardashians telling you which stock to pick. This is, you know, Tom Brady telling you why you need to own crypto. This is absolutely disgusting. Now, what do you do as a consumer? You can't listen to any of them because, frankly, this is all bad. I mean, there isn't anybody who's giving you good, unfettered advice. That's
not
the key.
Exactly. Not one of them. I don't think there's a single one out there. Every article I ever read on Flipboard or Apple News about cryptocurrency always comes from one of these crypto promoting news sites. I'm using my little air quotes.
Yeah.
News sites. They're all crypto promoters. This is such a horrible, awful business. And yet, well, let's look. I just want to look. You know, I want to see where the heck the crypto is today, Wednesday.
Well, everything had a good day Wednesday today, I think, because the market loved what the Federal Reserve said.
What did the Fed? I didn't even hear what the Federal. I've been in my studio all day.
Oh,
what did the Fed say?
Jerome Powell didn't. He always calls me first. By the way, what did he say?
Yeah.
He doesn't believe the U.S. He does not believe the U.S. is in economy is in a recession.
Okay.
He also said the lack of clear visibility into the future of the economy. Did y'all hear that? This is the head of the Federal Reserve. The lack of clear visibility into the future
of the
economy.
We're going to do something other than crypto now because we're now much angrier about the Federal Reserve.
No, I'm happy that he said that because economists have a horrible track record of telling you what's next. They're just horrible. And he said that basically any future raise will be meeting by meeting, which is what it should always be anyway.
All right. So today, Wednesday, the 27th of July, stocks are ending
up
the day
up a lot.
But let me share the stupidity of crypto with you on a real-time basis, Tom. While the NASDAQ, which is one of the more aggressive and one of the most hard hit of all of the U.S. markets, was up about 4% today.
That's one day.
Wait. Bitcoin?
Yeah. Yeah. How much?
8.5%.
Oh.
Up.
Wow.
Ethereum?
10.
16%. Wow. In one day.
Does that sound like a currency to you? Oh. Anyway. Okay. Since we're on
crypto.
Talk
about the dollar being overvalued.
Yeah. Since you were on crypto and you brought up Celsius, and since now in Seattle we're paying attention to the Celsius because it's really hot.
No, you still pay attention to Fahrenheit.
I know.
We're Americans. We still pay attention to Fahrenheit.
So Celsius, for those of you who don't remember, offered bank-like accounts paying far higher interest rates than traditional lenders.
Mm-hmm.
When I say far higher, I mean like...
you mean like 18% a year?
No, it was 7, though.
No, I thought they were one time double digits. I thought they were.
Okay, maybe they were. But at any rate, what happened? They had $4.7 billion, and you mentioned something which starts with a B. Oh, that's right, bankruptcy. So there's people in this article recently that said, oh, I gave them 100 because I wanted to get the 7%. I was going to make the $7,000 a year, keeping the stable coins at Celsius.
At Celsius, which sold itself as a crypto bank.
Correct.
Albeit, but what did we say earlier? What did we say earlier about crypto? There's no what? There's no what?
There's no nothing. I mean, again, when I read this, I want to be charitable. I want to be nice, but I can't help it. I think the old expression was fool and his money are lucky to get together and lucky enough to get together in the first place. But really, where else in the world are you getting 7% on anything? Nothing. There isn't any.
Okay, I got to step back now. I'm sorry. As of Monday, I want to get you the exact date. I don't want to be wrong about something as important as this. As of Monday, I want to double check my date. June 6th.
Big day.
2022.
Yes.
Celsius was advertising 18% returns. 18% per year with safety, because it's a bank.
Yeah, until they couldn't pay back the $4.7 billion that they had custodianed there. I don't know. Maybe you do, Don. I mean, how could they tell people they were paying 7, 10, 12, 18?
Because they were past tense. At some point, they were, because they were getting somebody else to pay even more borrow the crypto they wanted to borrow it to take advantage of the soaring prices.
I see.
They wanted to be hodlers.
Leverage.
They were hodlers. Not hodlers, but hodlers.
Yeah, yeah.
So they wanted to leverage their buys. They wanted to get in on the big 18% gain like we saw today in Ethereum.
Sure.
So they were willing to pay 25 or 30%
whatever it
to
was.
Leverage to make the big bucks. But how they could get away with it, nobody has any way to regulate these people right now. Congress is messed up. Congress wants to do is be a part of this hot new thing. They don't want to regulate it. They want to get in on it.
Love to see what they're going to end up doing. As long as it's some net new revenue to them,
right?
Probably don't care. Personally
to them.
I mean, I was unaware, maybe you were not, but I was unaware that anybody was promising 18, 15, 7, whatever percent. That's an outrageous number in a world where safe money is paying now almost, what, one and a half?
One and a half. You can get one and a half now.
You can get one and a half. I mean, so that's nuts.
They owe their depositors now about $5 billion. And if Bitcoin and all the others go the way they really should eventually go, despite today's big run-up, those people are going to be left in a lot of trouble. Although today's run-up may have saved them. Who knows? I have no idea. But here's the thing. This is the real point. And you're a big history fan, a history buff. I study history like crazy. We both do. I'm reading a great book about Henry Clay and Daniel Webster and Calhoun from South Carolina, John Calhoun.
See if we can get them on the show. They are great
orators.
They're
a lot dead. They were great orators, but they're a lot dead. Okay. I'm currently in the book in Andrew Jackson's administration when Jackson wanted to get rid of the National Bank, which is the equivalent of our Federal Reserve today.
Yes. Yeah, they were lending out the money.
The reason they were, and Webster was a huge proponent of the National Bank, because the country had already seen. Now, we're talking a country that is not even 75 years old yet. And the country had already seen multiple runs on state-controlled banks around the country. Because the state regulators, a lot like today with the insurance industry, were pretty bad at regulating, and they were kind of crooked. You know, people tend to be crooked. So you had all these banks that didn't have enough money to meet their obligations to their depositors. And every time we had a run on banks in this country, and this was right through the 1930s, every single time, it nearly destroyed the nation's economy because the money just vanished.
Man, when you're levered up and things go the wrong way, boom, it's bad.
you have no
Correct.
Regulation, no requirement that you have certain amounts of assets. Nobody is a backstop. That's why we may hate the Fed at times, but remember, they're a backstop to keep the economy from completely imploding as it had done over and over and over again every decade or so, or 20 years since the beginning of the country. And we're doing it again. It's our greed. It's human nature that allows all of us to get caught up in these things. You and I, we have to be better than them. We have to steer clear of it, and we have to push, even though it seems like we're being paternal, we have to push for the protection of the people who are apparently too dumb to know better.
God bless you, Alexander Hamilton, huh?
Well, no, he got shot in a duel way before this.
Well, no, but he wanted the national
bank. He wanted a national bank.
He did. Yeah. Okay, just to finish this thought, because I had a very interesting conversation with a 30-something the other day, which is unusual for me. As you know, I mostly converse with people that are 30 older. Years older than that. So this was this was good. And this is a bright young guy. You know, and so he said, oh, I understand you got this podcast, et cetera. Yeah. And, you know, I put 20% of my money in crypto because I want to make the big money. Now, what should I say to that?
Are you out of your mind?
What I said was, he said, well, but if you don't do crypto, then you do gold or commodities or something. I said,
no. Mm-mm. No, none of those are investments.
They're not investments. And that's the exact word I used. Because there is nothing other than gold or, frankly, crypto, pure speculation. It's simply a matter of the next fool. Who is going to pay more for that instrument, period. He was surprised. He said, well, that seems antiquated. Thankfully,
no, that's actually modern.
He didn't say I was antiquated, which was
gold.
Good.
Gold is antiquated.
I know. Yeah. So, but it's a fast, and we'll see if he's involved with someone in my immediate family. So I may see him again. So I'm going to give him a copy of your book, see if we can straighten him out.
I only have a little on crypto. I don't have nearly enough.
But you have a lot on kind of what investing is. Not specifically
my next
crypto.
My next book is going to be, Are You Out of Your Mind?
Brought to
That's
you
the
by.
Next one.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so I mean, you can
subtitled, you really think that's an investment?
He also believes that investing is, for example, today's a big day in the investing world, right? Because the Federal Reserve raised rates 0.75%. But looking forward, they said, we're not going to do this again until we get to the meeting and decide. Mm-hmm. His thought is, I would have been ready to respond to that in one way or another, right? That's investing, knowing what, how to respond to certain actions, how to play certain things. And I said, none of that. We don't do any of that. He was shocked. What do you mean? No, you're properly invested for all of those things to happen because they will all happen. Don't know when, don't know why, don't know how often, but they will. And your portfolio is already developed with those in mind. That was surprising to him.
It's because wisdom. It takes time. It takes time. It's like a big old tree, you know? Just takes a while to grow. Wisdom is slow growing. You don't even see, you know, it's like watching the tree. If you sit out there and watch the tree, you never see it grow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like wisdom. You don't even see it, but it eventually shows up in some of us. Not in all of us, but in some of us. Oh, we got a great note today. I see you responded to it about crypto. From Jeremy, where he came across a site that tracks the crypto market and the various scams that keep coming up.
It's one of our employees.
It's called Web. Oh, it's one. Oh, it's yeah. It's Jeremy. Okay,
he listens to the podcast.
It's called Web3IsGoingGreat.com. Yeah. Web3 is supposed to be this crypto iteration of the new web, and I love this story. This fresh story right on the front page.
Guess what it
After
says?
After 5 years in prison. Yeah. For a Ponzi scheme and a lifetime ban from the pharmaceutical industry, Martin Shkreli is announcing his new venture, a Web3 drug discovery platform. He's going to rip.
If the Wu-Tang Clan doesn't get to him first, which I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Listen to the name, the title of this website. Web3 is going just great and is definitely not an enormous grift that's pouring lighter fluid on our already smoldering planet. This is a great site.
There's the first chapter of your book, my friend. That's right there for you.
GameStop has a new NFT. They went, hey, if they'll buy our stock, they'll buy anything.
And we'll see how that whole thing ends up. My suggestion there is there's going to be a lot of lawsuits for fraud there when people got sold stuff that they were told was worth $1 million because it was the first XYZ and they find out it's only worth $200 or whatever it is. That's going to be a problem.
And a note to all of our younger friends who are going to rip us a new one for this program.
Please send all email to...
Please send it to Martin Shkreli. Of course we want to hear from you, but we do, because sometimes they're fun to read because you get so weird.
Yeah.
Honest to God, do some research, okay?
Before you
actually
write.
Have some facts to back up your argument. I love facts. Do you have facts? Do you have any facts to
That's
support
the problem.
The fact?
There are no facts.
Do you have any fact? Give me a fact. I don't want a feeling. I don't want a feeling. Oh, I'm feeling like this economy thing's not working for us. I'm feeling like this currency thing's all a big scam. I'm feeling like the men on the moon thing was like staged in a soundstage.
Yeah.
Would you please come up with a fact? Give me a fact, and I'll respect you a lot more instead of your just crazy ravings. The fact is, crypto has, this is a fact. I don't know how you can dispute it. It has no value, except for the value some other idiot gives it.
That's it.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've ripped crypto again. Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, but it was so easy this time. Come on.
Honestly, this is like, and it's not nearly as bad. Remember Viatical settlements years ago?
Yeah, of course.
And they were selling like hotcakes. People were buying the right to your death benefit.
Yeah, how did that work out?
And it turned out to be a horrible scam, and I kept saying it over and over and over again. And yet people said, John, these are wonderful. These are great. They work so well, until it turns out people were cheating and creating, you know, they were creating viaticals on people who were really healthy and were going to live another 50 years, and you would never collect. But they were making a lot of money. So you got to know that we've been studying this for a lot longer than most of you have. That's why you listen, right? To get some helpful advice? Wouldn't it be terrible if we lied to you about it? Tom, do you have anything else to say? Or are you done?
That is so spot on that it's downright scary. I mean, this is wow. So I'll just have to go with it this time.
We'd be richer if we lied, but we're not going to do it. Thank you. Do you want to do anything else before we go?
No, I really want to get out of this room, which is now about 112
What's
degrees.
What's the temperature on Wednesday, the 27th of July in
this moment,
beautiful Maltby, Washington?
At this moment, it's a mere 87 degrees. But as you know, I do not have air conditioning in my house. I do in my bedroom. So when I go to sleep at night, it's cool. But the rest of the house right now, and my daughter's decided to cook cookies today. God bless her. Whew, it's a little warm.
Tell her to take that darned Easy Bake Oven outside.
Look at those cookies. They're tiny, little size of a quarter. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast.
See you, Bit Boy.
I am going to go edit it while Tom goes and sticks his head in the freezer.
That's about right. And may
I, on the other hand, have air conditioning in my studio and will just enjoy myself laughing all the way.
That's all, like jingle bells.
Laughing all the way.
Yeah.
All right. Programming. Not going to be here this weekend. Tom's going to do the show on Saturday.
So it becomes
the Monday and Tuesday podcast. So call him on
Saturday. Give him the number.
At 855-935-TALK.
Yeah.
And
next week you're here, but then the following week you're not here.
Yeah, next week I'm there. The following week I'm not there.
So we won't have podcasts the following week?
We will only have two
okay.
the following week. The
okay.
two that we do on Saturday. So that's it.
But
that's all we have for you.
Call me and I will do a podcast for you live just on my phone because I know how to do it on the phone.
He'll do a very personal podcast. You just give him a call. All right, everybody. Thanks for being there. Enjoy the heat in the Pacific Northwest and elsewhere, apparently.
Yeah,
turns out
pretty
Florida
much.
Is one of the cool spots.
Yeah, about that. Good for you.
Take care of yourselves. I'm Don. That's Tom. We talk real money.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary, investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures.
That should keep the lawyers happy.